everyone. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. Welcome, welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place that you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I hope you're ready today to have a new perspective on this topic right here. You have not because you ask not. I almost feel like I'm starting to sound like a broken record because I feel like I'm intertwining that thought into every single segment of this podcast. But it's just where I am in this season of my life. God keeps telling me, Celeste, you have not because you ask not. And it takes courage, you all, to ask. And I want to talk about that today. I really want to get into your spirit that it's okay to ask, that God is waiting and willing. He says He knows our prayer. He hears our prayer before we say it. So why not ask? Why not ask? So I'm hoping today as we delve into this topic that you get the opportunity to understand that God is for you, He's with you, and He's just waiting for you to ask. So why ask at all? God already knows, right? I've heard people say that even with prayer. Why pray? God said He already knows I'm going to pray in the first place. Why am I even bothering? So you might be saying the same thing about asking. Why am I asking? God already knows what I'm going to ask anyway. Well, one, the important reason that we ask is because it shows our dependence and our reliance on Him. It shows God that we're dependent on Him. Lord, unless you do a thing, it's not going to happen. If you're not building a house, I work in vain. So, Lord, I'm going to ask you for what I need. It's the same way a child asks a parent for the things they need. They're not out there toiling and working and, you know, punching in the clock 9 to 5. No, they have parents. And we have a Heavenly Father that we could ask for some things. And I always invite the Lord to shut a door. If I'm asking for something that's wrong, Lord, take that desire away from me if that's not of you. But we're not talking about wrong motives and desires that are not of God. We're talking about things that God wants to do that you're not asking for. You need to just go right ahead and decide, I'm going to ask God for some things and really be able to get the things that God wants to give me in the first place. So it's so important for us to ask. One, it shows our dependence and our reliance on Him, but it also teaches us how to be in life. It teaches us if I'm asking God for something and He's showing up, then that means there are times and opportunities that I can ask man for something. And who knows, they might just say yes. Sometimes we cut off our own blessings because we're not making them known. We're not asking them. We're not inquiring of, you know, people and asking people. And, you know, this conversation is meaningful for me. And I think I might have mentioned this in a previous podcast is because I was in Buffalo some months ago. I don't remember exactly when I was in Buffalo and I was getting out of my car. And I had all this stuff to gather, and I'm just gathering, you know, my purse and a couple of bags of things I had gone out and purchased and maybe a cup I had been drinking from. I don't know. It was a lot of stuff. And my mom says, do you need any help? I was like, no. I'm good. And then I just go in the house struggling, trying to get out, finally get to the table, release all of my stuff. And my mother says, man, you're not good at accepting help. I was like, huh? And then I realized, man, all I had to do was ask, what is that about? That I'm not just asking for help. And she even offered. I didn't even have to ask. She offered. But what is that about? And then also, I've been talking so much about having not because we ask not. And that comes from James 4:2, if you don't know. James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. I've been talking about that so much in my house that it has gotten also into my husband's spirit. And he just recently went to the doctor. He had like a couple of health things, potential challenges, I should say. And he said, we got to the doctor, they did the blood work, and they were saying, we think it's these three things that's going on, but we're going to do a little bit more blood work, and we'll come back to you. And you know what? He had in his head, you have not because you ask not. So he said, this was his prayer. Lord, astound the doctors. When they come back with the report, astound them. That was his prayer. It was so simple, right? Astound the doctors. So when he goes back to the doctors a couple of days later, what happens? This brother gets what he prayed for. The doctors were astounded. They were like, when we originally looked at the blood work, it said your, whatever it was, I can't remember, was at 0.4, but now it dropped the whole point. You know, now it's down to 0.3 or 2 or whatever. Wow, that was just in a couple of days. Wow. They were astounded. He left that hospital a couple of days ago, you all, with a good report. With a good report. Why? Because he asked. The Bible tells us, the word tells us, you have that because you asked that. So what thing is the Lord putting in your heart? Because he says, if you delight yourself in him, he will put the desires in your heart. What things are he putting in your heart that you're not extending yourself on? You're not asking for it. He has put that desire in your heart. Don't be afraid. Just step out and ask God for it. And you have not, the scripture tells us, which means you are lacking, you are wanting, you are missing something that you need. Why? Because you have not asked. You have not requested. You have not gone after it. You have not made efforts to attain it. So that's why you don't have it. Don't go around blaming other people. Don't go around playing the victim. Oh, somebody would have gave me this and that. If my life would have been set up like this. No. Every day is a new opportunity to do what? To ask. So as I go into this break, as I take this break, I want you to start thinking about the things you have not asked for. And when I get back, I want you to have written down some things that you need to have started asking for probably yesterday. All right, so we're going to go on this break and I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. The show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at SurrenderFast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Welcome back, you all. This is the Surrender Break Room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. So glad you're hanging out with me today. I'm here each and every Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or available for replay. So it doesn't matter when you're listening. I'm just glad you're listening. And today the topic is you have not because you ask not. It's a very familiar scripture coming from James 4 and 2. But it's familiar, but it's not something we always practice. So it's a thought or a scripture or a promise from God that I hadn't been utilizing well until last year. Last year when we did our Global Surrender Fast, which we host every year, every September to October. Last year when we did the Global Surrender Fast, that was one of the themes that God had us delve into one week was, you can ask for what you want. And to me, I was like, what? And you know what it went back to? For me, not asking was this whole idea of worthiness. Who am I? Who am I to ask? Yeah, you know, God can do some things for them, but why would he do it for me? And it's so unconscious. It's not a conscious thought that I had, you know, it was out there thinking about it. It was really very much so unconscious for me. But God really had to peel away that erroneous thinking so that I can realize I'm a child of the King. He just told me already I can ask for it. And I started putting my request on the table. You know, I started asking the Lord, and he started showing up in an amazing way. So let's break it down again. I just broke it down before the break, but I want to do it again so you guys really get this in your spirit. You have not. You are lacking, or you are wanting, or you are missing something you need. That's what have not means. And because you don't have it because you don't ask, what does it mean to ask again? You ask not means you have not requested it. You have not gone after it. You have not made efforts to attain it. The word tells us faith without works
is dead. That means if it takes just a little bit of faith, I think, just to ask. Can you believe that the works is in you asking? How simple is that? Open your mouth up and ask. Even if you're not even just asking God, ask God first. But there are some of you who need to actually go before some people and ask some people. Do you know that most people have a hard time asking in a professional setting, in a personal setting, whatever it is, especially women? So I don't want every woman who's listening to say, not me, that's great, awesome, I'm actually proud of you. But in general, women especially have a hard time asking. Even in the workplace, as we go each week to encourage you as leaders, even in the workplace, most people have a hard time asking for a promotion, a new opportunity, more money, flexibility, whatever it is. We have a hard time asking for that. And the reason being, especially for women in general, we don't know how to advocate for ourselves, or we are unwilling to advocate for ourselves for whatever reason. I told you, for me, it was this whole idea of not being worthy. You know, so we have a hard time advocating for ourselves. But you know what? This is something I had learned across the last year, that asking for what you want takes courage. It takes so much courage to ask for what you want, because it's a risk in it. It's a personal risk in asking for what you want, because guess what? Somebody could say no. Even God could say no. So let's talk about really quickly, as we end our time together, four reasons why we don't ask. And when I give you these four reasons, I hope this will be illuminating enough for you to say, you know what? I'm not going to do those anymore. I'm going to start asking. So these are four reasons that we don't ask. And I got these from Forbes.com. Four reasons why we don't ask. One, it makes us vulnerable. Won't it? When you ask somebody for something, you actually got to wait for an answer, a response. What? I'd rather just do it myself. No, you need to cut it out. It does make you feel vulnerable, but if you don't ask, you won't have. And we just really fear someone saying no. We fear being judged, maybe because we don't want to look as if we need something. But vulnerability is a crucial part of getting what you want. We recently, in our organization, Surrender 365, we have a nonprofit that does some amazing work around the world, helping marginalized people to succeed and excel. And we did a fundraiser in January, and I watched one of our board members ask for what she wanted. And she asked all of these people who were phenomenal entertainers to be a part of our show that we were doing. We were doing a talent show. That's what we were doing. We were doing a talent show. She asked all these amazing people. And do you know, pretty much everybody, except maybe one or two people who just had a scheduling conflict, showed up, performed for free, and were glad to do it. And I thought, wow, I wouldn't have asked those people, because I would have already anticipated a no. But no, she went for it, and she got the answer to her big ask. And it was just a blowout, amazing celebration. So number one, we don't ask because we don't want to be made to feel vulnerable. Number two, why we don't ask, we don't think we have a chance of getting what we want. That's me. I will rationalize something to the hilt. Okay, it's probably not going to happen, so I'm not going to ask. That's a bad idea. Even when you think about a professional setting, when I speak to employers, and I've spoken to several, most of them will say, if somebody comes and asks me for a raise, I'm going to give it to them because it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper for me to give you another $10 or whatever it is, $20,000 a year, than to go and hire and retrain and do all this. So if you are listening to me and you're like, I really wish I could have a raise, go and ask. Even I heard another employer who I was speaking with recently who said they only give raises when the person asks. Otherwise, they'll just keep letting you make what you make. So go and ask. You never know what the outcome might be. Number three, why we don't ask. We aren't sure of what we want. Not exactly. We're not sure. So talk it out with somebody else. Say, you know what I'm doing right now is not working. I'm not really even sure what I want, but let me talk it out with you so I can make the big ask, because something has to change. So talk it out with someone. Number four, why we don't ask, we are afraid of actually getting what we want. Now, this we could sit on all day long, but we won't. We're going to wrap this up in 30 seconds. But we are afraid to ask because we are afraid of actually getting what we ask for. It's called the fear of success. It's called being afraid of succeeding. So I ask God all the time, Lord, enlarge my territory. You know, that whole Jabez prayer. And then when it actually shows up, I'm like, oh my goodness, what? Because you know why? Because we actually are asking for more responsibility and more success. And we're not even really sure if we really even want that. And I remember in 2016, my church did my book, The 40-Day Surrender Fast. So I go to a mega church, the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. It was so awesome. I had been praying for this for years. Lord, let the church do the fast. When the church finally does the fast, it like blows things up for me at the church. And you know what's funny? I really wasn't ready for it. You know, all the like exposure, I really wasn't ready for it. So it's funny. I would ask my husband, drop me off at this door so I could just run right into the sanctuary and plop down wherever I got plopped down so I don't have to see people and talk to people. Isn't that crazy? You ask for something and then you're not ready for the exposure that comes with it. I'm going to tell you right now, like I told myself, grow up. Grow up. God is going to bring some big opportunities and he's going to grace you to do the things that scare you. So don't be afraid to succeed. Don't be afraid to succeed. So I hope that helped you today. I hope you're encouraged today in your spirit to just ask for what you want. Write it down so that you can go back and give God the glory as he answers those questions. I mean, as he responds to those prayers and give you what you ask for. So love you much, you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me in the break room. I can't wait to experience you guys all again on next week. You know, next week who's be joining me? Dr. Sandra Rice, and we're going to have this incredible topic we're going to talk about, so make sure you join us again every Monday morning, 8:30 a.m. Be there with us, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Be blessed.